July 27th, the holy and great martyr Pantaleon, Pantaleon. Pantaleon was born in Nicomedia of a Christian mother and a pagan father. His mother was called Eubula and his father Eustorgius. As a young man, he studied the science of medicine. The priest Hermolaus invited Pantaleon to be with him and taught him the faith of Christ and baptized him. Pantaleon miraculously cured a blind man, whom the other doctors treated in vain. He cured him by the power of Christ and baptized him. Out of envy, the doctors accused Pantaleon of being a Christian, and he went before the emperor Maximian to stand trial. He stood before the earthly king in body, but in thought he stood before the heavenly king. Before the emperor, he freely declared that he was a Christian, and before the eyes of the emperor, he healed a paralytic of a long-standing illness. This miracle drew many pagans to the faith of Christ. The emperor subjected him to torture, but the Lord appeared to him on several occasions and delivered him whole and unharmed. Saint Hermolaus, with Hermippus and Thermocrates, were then martyred. Sentenced to death, Saint Pantaleon knelt for prayer. At that moment, the executioner struck him on the neck with a sword, and the sword broke as though it were made of wax. The executioner was unable to execute him until the saint completed his prayer and until Pantaleon told him to behead him. His relics possess the ability to heal. Pantaleon was executed under an olive tree, which, after that, became all adorned with fruit. Pantaleon means all-merciful, all-compassionate. The all-merciful God received his righteous soul and glorified him among his great saints. This wonderful martyr suffered honorably for Christ in his youth. On July 27, 304 AD, Saint Pantaleon is invoked in prayers at the time of the blessing of waters and in the blessing of the holy oils used in the sacrament of holy unction, together with Saint Hermolaus and the other unmercenary saints and wonder workers. A most beautiful church dedicated to this saint is located on Holy Mount Athos. Saint Clement, the Archbishop of Ohrid. Clement was a disciple of Saint Methodius and Cyril. After the death of Saint Methodius, Clement, under pressure by the Germans, traveled from Moravia to the south with Goraz, Nahum, Saba, and Angelarius. Together they were called the Five, crossed the Danube River, where they were guests of Emperor Boris Michael, and following that came to the region of Ohrid. They first founded a monastery in Belica, where Clement's first episcopal see was located. Afterward, he settled in Ohrid, and from there he developed his great archpastoral and illuminating work for the nearby and distant regions. In Ohrid, Saint Clement erected a church to Saint Pantaleon. He had many disciples who copied books in the Slavonic script for the Slavic peoples. Saint Nahum especially assisted him in this work. He worked miracles during his life, and his relics manifest a healing power to the present day. Following great labors and faithful service to God, he reposed peacefully in Ohrid in the year 916 AD. His wonder-working relics repose in the former church dedicated to the holy birth-giver of God, the Theotokos, and later was renamed Saint Clement. Blessed Nicholas, Fool for Christ. Nicholas was from Novgorod and the son of wealthy parents. He left his wealth and, as a fool for Christ, ran throughout the streets, and through his foolishness for Christ, he instructed men. His companion of the same mortification was Blessed Theodore. Running one time in the presence of the people, they both ran across the river on the surface of the water. Nicholas reposed in the Lord in the year 1392 AD. The venerable female Anthusa. After a long ascetical life of solitude, Anthusa founded a convent of 90 sisters. At the time of the iconoclastic controversy, under Constantine Copronymos, all 90 nuns were slain, and after that, the venerable Anthusa herself died in the year 759 AD. The 153 martyrs drowned in the sea in Thrace. They were drowned in the sea of Thrace. Hymn of Praise. The Five. Saint Clement, Saint Nahum, Saint Angelarius, Saint Saba, Saint Gorazd.
The five God-pleasers, diligent bearers of the honey of the gospel,
Spread the faith throughout the wide world, until on the blue lake they settled. But with greater effort from there they labored, with the Lord to sweeten the bitter life of men. Clement the Hierarch, a true servant of God, who much pain and mockery endured, at Oak Ridge became Christ's banner, and with him Saints Nahum, and Jalerius and Saba, and blessed Gorads, five in number. All were men of God, his laborers. In heaven for 1,000 years they have lived. For 1,000 years mankind have they amazed. In baptizing the people, no labor did they spare. With glory they were crowned, for God they love. The glory of the five Oak Ridge preserves, as the boast and glory of the Slavs.
Reflection. If you give alms to the poor, know that inasmuch as you do good works for your neighbor, so much and more do you do for yourself. St. Anthony says, both life and death comes to us from our fellow man. St. Peter Damascene writes, as the poor should give thanks to God and love the rich who do them good, so even more should the rich give thanks to God and to love the poor, because they are saved by the providence of God both now and in the future ages, life to come, because of their alms, charity. For without the poor, they not only cannot gain salvation of their souls, but they cannot avoid the temptations of wealth. Alms which are given out of vanity or with disdain do not benefit anything. In earlier times, the wealthy ones brought gold to the hermits and begged them to accept it. It is a rare occurrence that the hermits gladly accepted alms, and when they did accept it, they accepted it out of compassion toward the wealthy ones giving it. The most destitute of men received alms out of compassion. Contemplation, to contemplate the miraculous deliverance of the Israelites from Sisera and his might. Judges chapter 4. How the Lord showed mercy on the cries of the enslaved Israelites and gave them victory over Sisera. How the prophetess Deborah sent a small force to Mount Tabor against Sisera, who had 900 chariots of iron and an enormous army. How the forces of Sisera were scattered and he was slain. Homily. About the prophesied scoffers of holy things, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 3. Does the mirror change and bend when the scoffer stands before it laughing and scoffing at it? No, the mirror does not change and bend, but remains the same as it was. Brethren, neither does God change or bend when scoffers laugh and scoff at him. The unchanging and all pure God knows that the scoffer scoffs at himself. By his scoffing at the holy things of God, the scoffer bends himself and makes himself hideous, and the holy things of God remain intact. Oh, how already in our times, in our days, many scoffers are already here. Many, too many, but their multitudes are weaker than the one and only one. What is a lot of dust before a strong wind? You have only to wait armed with patience until a strong wind blows. Many and too many scoffers are already here who scoff at God's word. They offer their own words in place of God's word. They offer the unholy in place of the holy, the putrid in place of the healthy, death dealing in place of life creating. The word of God is like a strong wind, and their words are as dust. The scoffers are already here, many and too many that scoff at God's works, and still many more will arrive. They praise their works above God's works, and say that the works of their hands are better and more comprehensible than the works of God. Their works are thievery, for everything good that they have built from God's materials, and according to the likeness of God's creations. All the evil that they have built from the devil's materials, and according to the likeness of the devil's creations. Therefore, of what will the dust boast? In what will the scoffers boast today or tomorrow, when wild asses will trample over their graves with their hooves? All pure Lord, holy and powerful are your words as a strong wind, and holy are your works, and there is no number of measure of them. All pure Lord, save our tongues from scoffing, and save our lives from the scoffers. To you be glory and thanks always. Amen.